dogs this week. We got anything special going on. We got an outage coming up in May, but nothing special this week that I know of.
It's just routine, nice and quiet.
I'm going to take off on Thursday. I got the roofers coming to repair some spots on the roof.
You know, you just got some shingles that are damaged.
Rain's just right. There's a slight little leak. It took cling or whatever, but it's at first when they did it, he had poked the flashing when they were removing the shingles, and they went up there and fixed it, and I don't know if that has failed again or if there was another spot, but they're going to pull back some siding, redo the flashing, put down a rubber membrane, put down the shingles again, and then put new plastic little inserts around all the vent pipes.
Well, hopefully that takes care of it for you. I gotta find somebody to work on my mom and stepdad's old place. A roof leaking on it when it rains just right, like you say. And they've had people out for years trying to find it, and nobody's been able to find it.
They'll get it, or whatever. This should get it. I think when they put down that rubber membrane, it should get it. In the yard for the first time this year. Man, I couldn't hardly move Sunday afternoon.
Back to you. You'll figure, get over it and be doing it every weekend.
The limbs out of that tree in the front with a pole saw.
Especially if it's one of the old manual pole saws.
It was.
Again.
Until I stopped. And after I set up for about an hour, I couldn't move.
Reporters are letting you know it even this morning.
When I couldn't move very well, then the dog wanted to go for a walk.
Have her me time also.
DFW.
For IOX.
For HGX. Did my last transmission not come through?
The last transmission?
His dog needed her me time also.
Oh, yeah, Roger. Yeah, you made it.
I'm looking for mine around the house.
How one you can have? It's a hound dog.
Sure, I want another one right now. I'll take a little break. But I still missed the one I had.
Break. I think it was all week. It better have been shorter than that. But I love the little guy I got, though. He's a cute little dog. Around the house and be right behind me. And he's so quick. I'll go in the craft room, and we keep that door closed. So I'll go to the craft room, come back out, and close the door behind me, and he'll get locked in there. And, anybody seen Skipper lately? I go in the craft room, and he's standing at the door waiting to get in. Dad, you closed the door too quick. You locked me in here.
Now at the door.
Yeah, it's real good. He just sort of looks at it. We've got a little gate up between the master bath and the bedroom. It swings closed automatically. He won't push it or anything. All he's gonna do is push it. I mean, it takes zero effort pushing it. He just looks at it. And, you know how easy it is and everything. He won't even try it. I guess he's probably coming up on almost a year.
Gonna be one of those prima donna dogs that everybody has to open the door for.
Got it. Especially spoiled.
Ken, we'll have Leon walking around the ham nest with a dog and a baby carrier on his chest.
And for all that.
On the couch and for some reason, my grandson, the oldest, he'll come in there and he does not like him for some reason. And I don't know if he's done something to him in the past or what, but he'll go up and get him behind my neck. And he's like a heated scarf behind my neck. That last night. about my neck. In a bed, he comes right with me in the bed. He just stays with me 24/7, I guess. Small dog, Patrick. Take him with you everywhere. Hey, Walmart don't say anything to you anymore either. He's been at Walmart. He loves Home Depot. Lowe's. He goes all kinds of places.
Probably just give up on trying to tell people that you can't bring the dogs in.
You know, these service dogs and everything. Yeah. They don't say a whole lot. I've seen them in restaurants. I've not taken mine in a restaurant, but I've seen people take them in restaurants.
For HGX, I've not seen that one, and I don't think I would care much for it.
As long as they're staying at their table and not bothering me, and the waiter or waitress is not petting them, and then go to get your food. KD4IOX.
Well, that trailblazer about got one.
Oh, for me. Ken, did you pick that up?
I didn't catch any of that.
I said that trailblazer about got him one. There's a pedestrian walking right on the white line wearing all black.
Stan, take life for granted.
In front of me, and I've seen something reflect. He had something metal on his back, and I seen the lights reflect off of it. So I moved over, and I guess the trailblazer behind me, he just thought it was time to pass, and he sped up, and about got him.
Overpass up here, did I notice? Friday, I guess, coming home. It, on the bridge, it says 17.9, but then they got some new signs up that says 16.9.
That would be a bad mistake. Thinking you had a whole foot?
Maybe it was a mistake, or if they're getting ready to do something.
I ask, are they paying through there lately? Or are they getting ready to? It could be something like that.
Or anything, so I don't know if they're getting ready to or not.
The only day you're working this week?
That's a good question. Ask me this afternoon. Yeah. Not at this point, anyway. I might be out Thursday, too.
That's radio. I don't think those guys would be too close to the antenna, and I'm only running 100 watts.
I'm on my last turn, so y'all have a great day. Be careful. Stay warm, stay dry, and catch you down the log. KD4IOX.
Leon, have a great day and be safe out there. KO4HKX.
Leon, be safe. KN4KSW.
Leon, KF4NXY.
And here, David.
Good to be back in town, back on the radio. KF4NXY.
Drinking a cup of coffee, David?
I'm drinking it right now. getting the day started. Are you working today?
I am over here in the Easley area.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be over that way this morning. One of my hearing aids I had to send in for repair, and going to go pick it up and get it adjusted and everything, and going to be able to hear the wife now instead of saying, huh, all the time.
Glad of that.
It got to where she just about has to yell at me for me to understand what she's saying.
Turn the radio down, not wake her up or bother her every morning.
That'll probably help, too. I'm on the radio in the den, and it's a little closer to the bedroom. I've kind of tore up my radio room, trying to clean junk out of there and get rid of stuff I don't really need, and maybe take it to Goodwill and donate it. We've over 20 years now, and got to where we've accumulated too much stuff. It's I told her we could be on an episode of Hoarders, or that TV show, probably do two or three episodes for them.
Yeah, the wife and I were talking about that this weekend, doing some of the same thing.
Your sister's got a little saying, if it ain't got a happy place, it's time for it to go. And I got a sister-in-law. Both my brothers passed away, but I still keep in touch with my sister-in-law. Anyway, she's real good at moving stuff out. She'll buy some little doodad and let it sit around for a few months, and then you know, she donates it. She don't let stuff clutter up like I do. So, I don't know. There's some people I think better at thinning stuff out than I am. I tell myself, well, I might need that. I might use that. And then when I need it, I can't find it anyway. So yeah, may as well just go ahead and get rid of it.
Yeah, roger that. Same here, David. I'm bad to do it myself. So, but I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. David, good to hear you this morning. And Ken, you be safe the rest of your trip. I know you're probably getting close, so KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals. 7-3.
Well, have a good morning. Like I said, stay warm and dry, and I'll talk to you later. Ken, talk to you later, too. KF4NXY.